Hey, sweetie. I'm back. Oh, I missed you. I missed you so much. I don't know how I was able to deal with being away from you so long. It feels like it's been ages. Well, I know it was only about 15 minutes while I had to go to the post office. But still, it feels like it's been ages. It always feels like ages when I'm away from my good boy for even a second. Wait, I'm not done. Just one more kiss, baby. Wait, I still want just one more. Okay. Just one more. I promise. Yeah. Sorry, that was way more than one. Sorry, I just can't help it, sweetheart. You're such a good boy, I just can't help but to kiss you. You're just so irresistible to me. Every kiss with you makes my heart skip a beat. Figuratively, of course. If it was literal, I would be long dead by now. But I really just can't help but to kiss you, sweetie. You're so sweet. Such a sweet, sweet boy. I just need to kiss you. Especially when I've just been away from you. Only for about 15 minutes. Like I said. But still, I hate being away from you. I wish I could take you with me. I really do. That would solve the aching I got in my heart from being away from my good boy. But if I took you with me, then other girls would look at you. I know you could just stay inside the car while I'm there, but still, they could see you through the window. I know I have my window tint as stark as it legal, but still, I don't even want them to see your silhouette. I could have that. You know how I am. You know how uncontrollably jealous I get over my good boy. You're the most valuable thing I have. I needed to keep you all to myself. So when other girls look at you, it drives me up the wall. When they look at you, I just want to claw their stupid little eyes out. You're mine to look at. You're mine. Those other girls have no right to look at you. You're mine. You're my good boy. All mine. And only mine. Which is why you need to be a good boy and stay right here at home. Safe and snug and cared for. And you are cared for, aren't you? I care for you, don't I? I shower you with love and affection every day. I give you all the hugs and kisses you could ever dream of. I make you breakfast. I put food on the table. I take care of you when you're sick. I listen to you when you have something to complain about. I do everything for you. All because you're my precious good boy, and I love you. I take care of all your needs, especially your sexual ones. Do you need me to do that for you right now, sweetie? Do you need mommy to take care of you? Oh, no. I can see the bulge in your pants. I saw it from the moment I got home. You can't hide these things from mommy. Mommy knows all about her good boy. Don't worry, sweetie. You know I love to spoil you. You know how mommy loves to spoil her good boy. I might not be your biological mother, but that's okay. I still love you just as much as one. I still worry about you every second I'm away from you. And besides, it's rather convenient that I'm not your biological mother. That means we're free to do all the things the son shouldn't do with his mommy. I'll do anything for you, except let you go, of course. But there's no way you'd want to leave me, right, sweetie? Not when I'm this good to you. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask mommy for? Oh, you're such a polite boy. Such a sweet and good boy. Of course, sweetie. Mommy will be happy to give you a hug. Just sit down on the bed and get comfortable. Relax and let mommy take care of your good boy. Aww.